Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is They Won't But We Effin' Will podcast with myself, Original Nay, and my co-host.
Hey, what's up, y'all? George, G-Baby, Big G, however you want to call it. It works for me. All right, how you doing today?
All right, let's get it going. Last week, Big G picked number 9, number 6, and number 86. We're going to start with the first one, number 9, forgiving yourself. Do you have a situation, Big G, that you was in where you had to forgive yourself?
I think I'm still living through my truth, honestly, about forgiving myself. Like, certain things I still haven't forgave myself for. But, it's about trusting the process and still keep trying to build, you know, remembering the mistakes that I made and learning from them experiences and stuff like that. And, you know, like, and not showing no shame or guilt about it because I did it. I was younger. So I'm still forgiving myself. But the thing about it is you change those mistakes that you made and you learn from them. And don't dwell on them too long. You can wallow in your sorrow for a tiny little bit. But as long as you keep dwelling like that and thinking about that type of stuff, you will never be able to learn and grow from them. And just committing to learn from the experiences that you had and show genuine remorse, not shame. You can't show shame in what you did because you did it already. Ain't no taking it back. So just show remorse of what you did and just own and repair what you did. And once again, go back to what we was talking about last week a little bit too. You know, it come back to the accountability that we was talking about. And I think about forgiving yourself is also about accountability for real. That's how I feel about
Okay.
And being clear.
Okay. All right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a little definition about it and then give my story on the situation. So say,
okay.
What it looks like forgiving yourself. If you put up with things in life and feel if you change that, no one will forgive you. The hell with that shit. Forgive yourself and do it. So my example, I was in a situation for years. It was repetitive and I was feeling stuck, like I couldn't leave it, like I would be a failure for not continuing to try. So I started calling the mayor's office to see about shelters in the area and if there was a bed available. I had to call for about 2 months before my bed came available. I left my situation, put myself in a shelter to get myself back up on my feet. That was in 2023, June on the 16th. And I say that date because the person that I left will never forget that date. When my new life began, I never looked back. I got my job with the cab company on September 29th in 23. Didn't waste too much time. This day and time, I have been with the cab company for over 2 years now. And March 19th, next year, I'll be in my apartment for 2 years. So
hey, that's what I'm talking about. You ain't invite me to the apartment warming, the house warming, nothing.
Big G, I ain't even have one, to tell you the truth. I didn't have one. Because I didn't want a lot of people knowing where I was living.
Oh man, well, I definitely
and while I was in the shelter, I was approved for all the housing programs, but never got an offer. I don't know what happened. I don't even know if color came into play, because I feel me being white, I didn't get shit for housing.
That's fucked up.
And well, I'm going to keep it real, because I'm not racist. So honestly, I do feel right. Black people get that more than white people.
Okay. Well, I got one for you. It's not actually like a straight up statement. I mean, like a straight up situation, but it's more of like a statement. I had to forgive myself in certain situations where, you know how you stick around for too long and you sort of bang out about that situation.
That's what I did. I know that feeling.
Yeah, I'm still forgiving myself for them type of things too, because at the end of the day, I feel like I know better.
Yeah.
But you know, love, lust, care, all them type of things can have you in situations longer than you supposed to be in, and you know, and still forgiving myself for them type of situations as well.
Understand. And look, it said, let me see. I wrote all this stuff down because I ain't remember what I was going to say or not. So I had to apologize to myself and take the leap of faith because I need my peace. God has shown me the struggle is real, but it is my struggle. And I pay my own bills, get my gas in my car for work daily, pay cash for my groceries. The biggest thing I accomplished with my moving is my sense of self-assurance. That never not what you can do when you put your mind to it. Hint, sleep and not be awakened by dumb shit. Not to be blamed for fucking other men and men that are related to you and his family. Not being verbally abused, not having to fucking walk on eggshells. Them bitches hurt. So point of story, forgive yourself and don't look back. Sometimes grass is, air quotes, greener when you leave. Peace is a top priority.
That's a, if it ain't giving you peace, then peace.
All right, so we gonna go to the next one. Huh?
All right, let's shoot. Yeah, let's shoot it. Let's go.
Okay, next one was number 6.
All right, let me say this one. All right, conflict/resolution without blaming. Truth be told, when I feel as though when it comes to blaming, I don't feel as though you should be like, you did this, or you said that, or you felt this way, you did this, and you did that, you know, blaming the other person for something that you probably could have avoided your damn self.
Okay.
I feel as though I feel as though I statements are great. Oh, I feel this way, babe, or I feel this way, homie, or I feel this way, sis, or I feel this way, type deal. And then when it comes to, you know, the resolution part, you got to be able to listen to the other person, validate what's going on instead of just... Because a lot of people, they listen to respond. They don't just listen, you know, to get the message. They listen to try to respond for real with a smart ass and a comment and all that type of stuff. So, you know, and then when it comes to, you know, resolution as far as relationship-wise, like, you got to seek solutions together. It can't just be one-sided for real. Like, the 50-50 thing, it ain't... 50-50 ain't just about money.
You're right about that. It's about
resolving conflicts, too, you feel me? Yeah, 50-50 ain't just about money. So you got to show some empathy. Don't play the blame game. The blame game will get you in a lot of smoke when it comes to conflict and resolution. You play the blame game, there's no resolution behind that. There's none. And then don't just apologize. Like, oh, I'm sorry. No, you got to be genuine. If you did something wrong in your conflict, to help resolve it, you need a genuine apology. You know, it kind of helps with the justifications a little bit. Just listen to your partner. Don't listen to just respond. Like, oh, I can't wait till he done so I can get on him about this. Or even with a friend, I even just...
It really be like that sometimes, though.
Yeah, not even just with your partner. I'm just like, you know, conflict and resolutions with everything without blaming. Take accountability for what you've done and just keep moving on if you can.
Right, right. I do want to stop you real quick, Big G. We got 1,000 hearts. I believe that's from Pooh Baby, though. so, and she shared our live. So hopefully more people will come and join. Please tap like. We're going to try to get to 2,000 before tonight is over. Thank you.
Like it. Just like it. Just like the video. Like it.
Just like it.
Like the video.
All right. Like so... Shifting focus from who's at fault to solving the problem together using I with quotation marks, air quotes, guys, statements, taking mutual responsibility. And this is what you just said, Big G, the 50-50 rule. It's about creating a safe space to discuss feelings and needs, not to attack the other person. So this is about bringing stuff out that nobody wants to talk about that should, or you don't want somebody to know your business, but I'm going to show you, I don't care. We're going to be no cut cards and I'm going to share a situation.
It's going to be it's open door.
Yep.
Let's get it.
Like, and if I hurt somebody's feelings, then oh, fucking well.
If they don't, we fucking will.
I know that's right. Look, okay, my conflict resolution situation with me, not blaming, but no, I damn well should. First of all, I'm a very family-oriented person. When I got married the second time, it was at the Justice of Peace. Seeing my kids didn't show up and told me that they wasn't coming, I thought it would not bother me because this is the man, air quotes, I thought I loved. So it shouldn't matter. But I silently blamed all of them for not showing up for their mother, but they saw what I was blinded by, air quotes again, love, or so I thought. And years later, all the fights, loud fussing, my son having to sit his stepfather down multiple times for the way he talked sideways out of his mouth at me, I now know my choices always the best or for my benefit. I now know my choices cannot interfere with my peace, so being alone and dating is fine with me. So the blaming of my children was reasonable in the beginning to me at first, until they proved all the red flags were there, and I'd never noticed them. And this is for the world to know, I did not stay because the dick was good. I stayed because I thought I was in love, and my heart was attached. I just need everybody to know it wasn't because of the dick, because there's plenty of dick out here that I can go get.
Right.
I stayed because my heart was still attached.
Absolutely. Conflict. This is when I was a little younger, too. There was a conflict I had with me and the mother of my child. You know, me not being able to see him and, you know, stuff like that. But I also had to, I had to look in the mirror myself. I was the one causing the conflict because we wasn't together. And I was kind of taking it out on my kid, not seeing him and this and that. You know, better ex boyfriend type of BS, you feel me? I was on one. I ain't gonna hold you. I was on one. I'm like, forget. But the resolution was Aiden didn't ask to be in this world.
You're right.
George, just play your part. Play your part,
and it's not his fault, exactly.
It wasn't his fault. He ain't had to be here for real. We decided to make that child together, our baby. You know, so that was my resolution was just, George, just man up and just call this girl. Let's have a civilized conversation as adults, you feel me? And we can go and resolve everything from there. Once again, I had to listen, you know, to validate everything that was going on. And let's just figure out the solution together, because no matter what's going on, me and her tied in this together.
Right. That's our child. Right. We're tied in for life. At the end of the day.
And I ain't blaming her. I more so blame myself.
Right.
Because of the decisions that I decided to do. You know, but that was a conflict I had, and the resolution was just, George, just pick up the damn phone. Pick up the fucking phone and just call. And then let's just go ahead and get to the bottom of this and figure out what's going on, you feel me? Without blaming her for nothing, because when I wasn't around, she was taking care of my son.
Right.
And I always commend her for that. I never take that away from her, you feel me?
Right.
So that was an example of a conflict and resolution that, you know, that we done came up with and all that. So now I can say it when I want to now. So it works. It works.
We made it up to the 2,000 hearts. We want to see how many more we can get. Hello, Zena. Thank you for joining.
Hey, what's up, Zena? How you doing?
The next one, I really didn't have a self story for, so I looked up a little short story, but it was addiction in minority communities. They said, first of all, it factors from racism, socioeconomic disparities, and community trauma. So the little story, and it's not that long, the little story I have, it says, in his neighborhood, addiction didn't look like weakness. It looked like getting through the day. Pain was normal. Right. Help was rare. So when something finally dulled the noise, he took it without questions. It said, they judged him for falling. Never asked him what pushed him there, though. Recovery meant more than quitting a substance. It meant unlearning survival. It meant choosing healing in a place that taught endurance instead. And that choice was the hardest thing he ever did.
Okay.
So do you have anything about any community issues with the... You grew up in Baltimore, so I didn't. So in this area, I really don't know much about when I... Because I wasn't here when I was younger. But like your younger days growing up, did you ever see like... It was a black and white thing with the drugs back then?
Nah, drugs is universal to me. Drugs ain't about skin color. You can be orange, you can get... You can get alcohol too.
You're right.
It's legal.
Right.
So my take on that, as far as it go, it's so many different things, so many different categories that you can put it in. You got some people that's a product of their environment. You got some people that that choose drugs and alcohol because of trauma. You know, a messed up house bringing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The way they grew up. Some people run to drugs because they want to fit in with others. Racism can be a part of it because that can be traumatizing to a person if you don't not deal with certain situations.
Right.
So, I mean, that could play a part too, but I think that plays a part. But 10 to 1, in my personal opinion, all right, say you take a drug one time, right? One or two times. That's going to let you know right then and there if you're going to keep on taking it. So if you take it one or two times, all right, I just want to try it out. But if you keep going, what is that called? That's a choice.
Yeah.
A lot of people choose to just run to that because, like me personally, like, you know, I drink, like I said last week, I drink. It's a choice. It wasn't because I was raised. My mother raised me. She raised George right. She raised me right. So, you know what I mean? From the alcohol, and I was in a minority community. My mother didn't make a lot of money, but she did what she could. You know, so me choosing drugs and alcohol and stuff like that, that was a choice of mine because of who I was running with, you know, different situations I've been in and stuff that I did. Shit, everybody out here get goddamn high and drunk. Look at the rich people.
You right about they that. See, they worse than we are. They ain't even worse about than me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they got the money to get it.
Right.
They got more money than me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They got more money than a lot of us. So it's just... It comes down to a choice that you make in your life. No matter if it's good or bad or indifferent. Because if you choose to do that, that's what you choose to do. Because you can go through trauma and stuff like that and all that type of stuff, and you can choose to go the other route and not mess with it at all. No matter where you grew up at.
You're right.
Because you got rich kids. You got rich kids that's out here, you know, they doing the shit just for the fuck of it, for real. But they grew up in a good household, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
So it's your preference. It's a choice that you make.
Well, when growing up in D.C., I used to mess with this big-time drug dealer. I was still in school. Of course, he probably like 7-8 years older than me. I was in high school, probably like 10th, 11th grade. And go down there, skip school, of course, take a couple of my girlfriends down there with me while I'm dealing with him, they dealing with his homeboys and all that. It's just funny. Because he's older than me. So now mind that. Keep that in mind. As I moved to the present time. I went down D.C. not too long ago. To go see one of my aunts that still live in D.C. And a cousin. And we down there. And I'm talking. And I was like, I'm about to walk down the street. To where my carryout. My chicken carryout. My chicken fries and mumbo sauce. Yes. I got halfway up the block and seen the place that used to be the carryout is now a nail salon.
Oh, man.
It's on Georgia Avenue and Columbia Road, Northwest. It's called Columbia Heights, that area of D.C. And so I'm walking back down the hill. Let me get to the point of the story. I'm walking back down the hill and I see somebody looks so familiar to me. And I'm like, oh, is that him? I walk over to him. I start talking. I don't want to say his name in case anybody in his family might be listening. So they can't say put his business out there. I'm walking down the road and this motherfucker is standing on the corner hustling. The same motherfucker I used to mess with way back in the day. But guess what? He told me I got this job and I got The job I'm not even going to mention online because he might, I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But I'm like, you know, if you ever get caught now at your age and you got this job that it means something. It's one of them kind of jobs. And you would never be able to do anything in that line of work ever again. You might not even see the day of light anymore. Like, grow up. Like, you pushing 60. What you still out there for?
And once again, then it come down to choices, man. You know, the dreads and minority communities, or however you want to put it, for real, it just come down to a choice. You got to decide which side you want to go on, for real. You going to go on the good side or the bad side? There ain't no gray areas.
I know he's making five-figure plus income. He might be up to six-figure income at his job, though, Big G. Why would you risk all that for some measly-ass drug money?
I can't even lie. If I'm making that type of money, I ain't even drinking no more. Ain't no need.
What is you out there still in the streets pushing 60, though?
With the six figures you said?
Yes, from his regular job. His real job. Yeah, the job that he won't get in trouble for.
I want to be sober after that. You get all that bread, man. Don't fuck it up.
But you know what I'm saying? Like you pushing 60 and you got an awesome job that like you can probably retire before your retiring age and live off of that shit for the rest of your fucking life if you do it right. But you want to be out here making nickel and dimes on top of that. So, now we done with... Now we're done with those topics, so I'm going to let Big G give us our bonus topics, but let me write them down. What's your first one you got for the day?
Acceptance?
Wait a minute, what happened? Where I go? Wait a minute. Guys, I don't know what happened. I don't know what just happened. Hold on, guys. We got disconnected somehow. I don't know what happened. What? No. Not create. Live. I had to start a new live, guys. I'm sorry. Resume. Hello? Hello?
Well, you're what?
I don't know. What did you hear me talking?
No. I heard the question. I was just asking it. Well, not the question, but you asked me what the topic was. I was just giving it to you.
It was acceptance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me write that down. Go ahead and tell me what kind of acceptance we're talking about.
Acceptance comes in different forms. If you ask me, the simple fact that a lot of people want acceptance so they can fit in. You got acceptance because people want to feel loved. You got people that want to be accepted because, you know, they grew up in a messed up household. They ain't got nobody, you know, gang shit type deals like that. And my thing is these days, you know, I get it when I was younger because I ain't gonna lie, the reason I even started drinking from the gate was because I wanted to be accepted by my peers. Not just to keep it a band with you, that's just being honest. And nowadays, it's you know, it's fuck them. And I hope whoever listening to this, young or old, understand the fact that you're not going to be accepted by everybody anyway. Just live in your truth and everything will work itself out.
Okay.
Man, the world is too short to be worried about being accepted by people. Just keep doing your thing. Stay in your emotion, stay in your lane, and everything will work itself out.
Okay. So let me see. My acceptance, I got one that when I first started with the cab company. Because as you can see on this live, I'm a Caucasian girl. And you know, there ain't that many Caucasian cab drivers out there. They either African or Pakistani. Or if they not one of them, they are men. It's not, now since I've been there the last 2 years, we've got a lot more women. And it's only one other white woman that works with our company. And it's about 70 of us.
It's probably scary being a white woman driving, or a woman driving, period. You got these creep-ass niggas out here, for real, that be doing stupid-ass shit, so it's probably scary for a woman to be driving a cab, period. So I understand that.
Yeah, so my acceptance was the fact that I'm a woman, so I'm going to do everything I can to be involved in everything that they do that deals with the cab company, but it doesn't always deal with me driving. So I'm on the safety team. So if an accident happens with one of our drivers, I go out there, I write the stuff down. I take the accident report. I talk to the police officer at the scene. We go back to the job. I put their accident report in. I get paid for that. Okay. That's one way. I'm a trainer. So when the new drivers come on Mondays, but they won't come until after the new year now because they're not training on short weeks, the holidays and all. I train. I come in at 10 o'clock in the morning. We train until 11, take them out, make sure they can drive before they get behind the wheel of a car that's going to be considered theirs.
Gotcha.
We bring them back. They have class from 11 to 2. We take them out 2 to 4 in our cars, the trainer's car, and they get to ride around with us while we pick up people so they can see how it works. And we bring them back at 4, and we go out in their car. So they can do it, and I ride with them so that in case they need help, I can answer the questions. You get paid for that, too. You know, pretty decent prices for getting paid for it. But, and then I stay at the top of the 100% safety school. So I made sure I fit in. I made myself fit in to be accepted as a woman driver in Caucasian race. So, yes, I appreciate that acceptance topic because that really was one I didn't even think about.
Yeah, that just came off the top of the head, me sitting out here chilling for real. I was just like, all right, shit. You got... I didn't think about the bonus topic.
Uh-oh. Do you have another one or?
Let me see.
No, you can't come in. I'm recording. Y'all hear my cat.
yeah. Do I got another one right on the top of my head? I got to start writing them joints down, too. Because instead of me just, you know, going through...
Well, I'm right. Well, the ones that you've been giving me, like last week was unappreciation. This week was acceptance so far, unless you got another one. I'm writing them down so if we need to come back to them, we can. But we can also know that we already discussed those topics.
All right, well, let's make a long story longer. Give me another one of them topics we can talk about real quick.
Okay, let me pull one. Give me a number. Wait a minute. Let me tell you how many I got first so you have a big area to choose from.
900, 600 topics.
No, we are at, wait a minute. Let me get to the back of it. We are at 411 topics.
Golly, all right, I'm going to shoot for 39.
All right. You want to stay in the front. I see.
Yeah, where my way to the biz at?
Let me write this down before I say what it is so I don't forget to scratch this one off. You said 39. All right, the topic is, and you giving a story for this because you asked for it. All right.
What's going on?
What's something you've never said out loud because you're afraid of how people would see you?
Sheesh. Oh, Lord have mercy. What's up right now? Damn. Wait a minute, man. Where messed up on this one? Let me think. Real though. All right, as a man, I have insecurities. it's certain things that I actually don't like to speak about. You know, that don't mean me being shy. I'm ashamed of some of the things that I've done and some of the things that I go through now still to this day that I don't speak about. But a certain scenario happened with a person that you know.
Okay.
And I had to confront him about a certain situation. But I also knew what he was going through also. And I didn't really want to beat him up about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've been through the same type that person went through.
Okay.
But me being the friend that I am, I had to speak my mind about it eventually, you feel me? But that's something that I really didn't want to break to him because, you know, I do got a good heart and I didn't want to really hurt his feelings and stuff like that because you need that friend in your corner that's just going to tell you what the fuck it is. I mean, I ain't got nothing to sugarcoat about it, but so after a while, I ended up telling them how I felt about it. And, you know, they understood, but, you know, I got insecurities and stuff myself that I don't really like to, you know, include and things like that. Like, I be embarrassed a little bit sometimes, too. This is a grown man. I ain't got no problem saying it. I be embarrassed a lot, too. So.
That makes sense. It's tough. So, how long did you go with the situation before you said something? Because you, this is a saying that you were afraid to say something because of how people would see you. So how long did you deal with the situation before you spoke on it?
I ain't gonna lie, it only lasted me about 3 weeks. Cause I got tired of beating myself up about it for not saying nothing.
I'm sorry, I blacked out again.
I got tired of beating myself up for not saying.
You tried to beat yourself up because you didn't say nothing.
Yeah, so the next time I seen that person, I said something about it for real, and they ain't really take it well. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to live in my truth. And who am I to be who I am if I don't say nothing?
And you're not a friend if you don't.
You know what I'm saying? You can like it or love it. Don't hate it. It don't matter. As long as right. I got it off my chest.
Yep.
Got it off of me. You know, and I expect anybody that fucks with me to tell me the truth also.
Okay. All right. So that situation, let's see. Yeah. So next Sunday will be the 28th. Now, before we get off of here, I would love to say, anybody that's doing anything out of town.
No, stop. Slow down.
What?
Nope. Because you ain't give me yours.
Oh, okay. But let me say this. I wasn't going to end right yet. What did you say? Welcome, just me. Oh, only you doing all the stuff. I see. We got over 2,000 hearts, George. We got 2,100. Okay, so my situation, let's see. What have I not said that out loud that because I was afraid somebody was. If you don't know me, like George, you know me, but you never met like a lot of people in my family. You know a lot of people in my extended family. But so if I just know you, like we just talk on a random or in passing or whatever, I would always be afraid to ever bring up my mother. Now, don't think I don't love my mother, but we do not get along at all. But I love her because she had me. If she didn't have me, I wouldn't be here today. So I got to give her that respect. But there's a lot of mental health with my mother that I can't be around her because everything that happens around her is all on her. Like everybody is out to get her. So I would never bring that up until it was time for somebody. I might be like, oh, we're going down to visit my grandmother when my grandmother was alive because my mother was living with my grandmother. And I'd have to tell you something before I took you down there. But then, even then, I was scared to say anything. I was like, maybe she just won't act out today. Maybe she just won't act out. She won't slip and say something I don't want nobody else to hear. Maybe she'll realize we got company that's not family. It's just coming down for a visit, and she won't say nothing. But I always have to be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. Because I try not to say nothing. Because I really think about how people see me. But now that I'm older, I hit 50, I'm like, fuck what you think about me. This is what's going on. My mother is fucking crazy. 20 minutes in the room, she might be okay. But after them 20 minutes, she gonna say something. And it might piss you the fuck off. But I'm trying to warn you before we get there.
Absolutely.
So.
Hey, run that question one more time. I think I got something else for that shit,
okay,
too. Okay. Something is contemplating in my head.
Okay, it is. What is something you won't say out loud because you were afraid of how a person may look at you?
You know, it's another thing. Like, a lot, you don't want to. It's tough. Oh, that's a tough one again. I had it in my head too. But listen to
thank you to everybody that's joining. You know, his like big dark skin.
What's happening, Mister? Who that? Mister Kind One. Fave Dark Skin DD1. Thank you for joining, Mr. One. But, you know, it's certain people want to say to certain people, like because I don't want to be judged off the way that I feel about certain things. You know, that don't mean it's good, bad, or indifferent. I don't want to be judged because how I feel. But, like I said earlier, like, you got to get over that. If you feel something, say something.
Yep.
Instead of keep holding the shit in, you feel way better when you do that, don't you?
Yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah.
It was just.
Hey, Shawty,
I got into a fight about this. I got into a fight about that shit one time.
Oh, by not saying something or saying something.
Shit, I don't care. I say that nigga name. That's my nigga, BJ ass.
Oh, we all know BJ.
I hope he see the shit too. Like, if I said it once, I can say it twice. So I told them one day, he was down there, and bro was messed up. Bro, go home. We was at my homegirl Darian's house in the backyard.
Okay.
I wanted to tell him, like, because I tried to pull him up, but he would never come to the side with me. So I had to literally yell at this nigga to get him to get the fuck up and move. You know he swung on me in that backyard, man?
What? You never told me this.
Man, he swung on me that day. And then he ran. That had to chase BJ down.
Oh my gosh. Y'all two big motherfuckers to be chasing. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You know that's my dog. Boy.
Hello, Arthur. Thank you for joining.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Arthur? Hey, Shawty, 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up with y'all? How y'all doing? Thank y'all for tapping in too.
Tap in. We had 2,300 hearts. Can somebody keep tapping the screen for us? Let's see if we can get to 25, maybe 3,000. We only got a couple more minutes. Next Sunday. Well, first of all, I want to say Thursday is Christmas. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, however y'all say it. I don't want to offend nobody.
Thank you.
So, and we'll be on next Sunday, so we can talk about New Year's that week. So.
Hey, he says.
Huh?
Since we got to get this joint jumping off on the Wednesdays, too, but the football joint, we got to get that started off for everybody that's in the sports. I'm a sports fanatic. We got to get that popping off, too.
It is already popping. Me and Josh been doing this since the season started.
Send it to me.
It's on the same podcast. It's two podcasts in one. When I send you a link after I upload it tonight, when we get off of here, and I upload, I have to edit it. I have to get some of the sound out of the background and stuff. Hey, Marshall, thank you for joining. When I edit it post it on the podcast, I'll send you the link.
All right, that's a bet. That's okay. A bet. You know me. I always say, you know me and nephew be going mad about the sports.
Oh, yeah. We do, and this is how we do it. We do the recap of last week's sports, and we do the predictions of the week that's getting ready to start sports. And then when we talk about each game, so with the recap, you say each game, and then after that, we put our predictions in, and we're keeping toll through the whole season. Right now, he's whooping my ass on how many teams he chose that won, that actually won. But I'm not giving up.
That fantasy, I'm getting killed in fantasy.
Oh, my gosh. I was really killed in fantasy. You ain't had to bring that up, George. You ain't had to bring that up.
Not bad.
Next year, I will be back. I will be back next year. All right, so you know the deal, George. You have to pick three more topics from 1 to 411 now.
All right, we're going to start with 411 off the top.
What is it? 411 off the top? Okay, let me put that down here. All right, what's the next one?
Give me 50.
Number 50. And the third one?
And give me my mama. Give me 66.
66. All right, let me tell you what these are. And these will be the topics for next week. We're going to go all the way to the back of my book. All right. This is dealing with cheating. But the subcategory topic itself is depending cycles when secrecy increases attachment.
What the hell? Okay, you definitely had to send me that.
I will send that to you. And I'll give you some examples, too, so you can see if you have anything in that category. All right. Then you said...
I got dissect.
Huh?
So I got to dissect that a little bit.
Okay. All right. And you said 50? 50 is resentment building quietly. All right.
That's it. Wrestling. I got you.
And your last one is 66, your mom. This says, the silent treatment, is it more prone for young women or young men to partake in?
That's a great one. Okay, that's cool. Okay, cool. I got you.
So I'm going to end the show notes when we post the podcast. I will enter the email for y'all to send in any of your stories that may pertain to the topics or may be a different topic altogether. And we hope to see you guys back on TikTok at 5 o'clock next Sunday, which is the 28th. Enjoy your Christmas holiday. And we will be back then. So it's Original Nay out and my co-host.
George, Big G, G Baby. Hey, just holler at me on here. You know, you call me whatever three of them names you want to.
And please follow my co-host so he can go live, so he can get enough followers so he can go live. Thank you for the extra love. We got to 3,000 today.
Okay. All right, let's do it. All right, we're going to keep it going until we get all the way up there.
All right, we're going to stay on. We were just asked, can we stay on until 6? But I'm going to stop recording the podcast, and we're going to stay on TikTok. So me and George are out, and we will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in. Like, share, follow, review. Thank you again.